At 5 that afternoon, some 20 minutes after the stolen Chevrolet rolled off the Nevada desert into Las Vegas, the long ride came to an end. But not before Perry had visited the Las Vegas post office, where he claimed a package addressed to himself in care of general delivery. The large cardboard box he had mailed from Mexico and had insured for $100, a sum exceeding to an impertinent extent the value of the contents, which were suntans and denim pants, worn shirts, underwear, and 2 pairs of steel-buckled boots. Waiting for Perry outside the post office, Dick was in excellent spirits. He had reached a decision that he was certain would eradicate his current difficulties and start him on a new road with a new rainbow in view. The decision involved impersonating an Air Force officer. It was a project that had long fascinated him, and Las Vegas was the ideal place to try it out. He'd already selected the officer's rank and name, the latter borrowed from a former acquaintance, the then warden of Kansas State Penitentiary, Tracy Hand. As Captain Tracy Hand, smartly clothed in a made-to-order uniform, Dick intended to crawl the Strip, Las Vegas's street of never-closed casinos. Small time, big time, the Sands, the Stardust. He meant to hit them all, distributing en route a bundle of confetti. By writing worthless checks right around the clock, he expected to haul in $3,000, maybe $4,000 within a 24-hour period. That was half the plot. The second half was, goodbye, Perry. Dick was sick of him. His harmonica, his aches and ills, his superstitions, the weepy, womanly eyes, the nagging, whispering voice. Suspicious, self-righteous, spiteful, he was like a wife that must be got rid of. And there was but one way to do it. Say nothing. Just go. Absorbed in his plans, Dick did not notice a patrol car pass him. Slow down, reconnoiter. Nor did Perry, descending the post office steps with the Mexican box balanced on a shoulder, observe the prowling car and the policeman in it. Officers O.C. Pigford and Francis McCauley carried in their heads pages of memorized data, including a description of a black and white 1956 Chevrolet bearing Kansas license plate number J016212. Neither Perry nor Dick was aware of the police vehicle trailing them as they pulled away from the post office, and with Dick driving and Perry directing, they traveled 5 blocks north, turned left, then right, drove a quarter mile more, and stopped in front of a dying palm tree and a weather-wrecked sign from which all calligraphy had faded, except the word OOM. "This it?" Dick asked. Perry, as the patrol car drew alongside, nodded.